the 16 under the baton of Harry Christophers. Magnificent, isn't it? Now that's Tommaso e Vittoria's O Magnum Mysterium, conducted by Harry Christophers. The name of the ensemble is The 16, because curiously enough, there are exactly 16 of them. So that means that the four parts, S-A-T-B, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, they are each multiplied by four. So there's four people covering each part. They do some magnificent stuff, and he is a real artiste. He's a scholar as well as a performing musician. So Harry Christophers was very cognizant of the fact, by the way, that music from this era was written for only men, right? So you might be thinking, well, how the heck did you get altos and sopranos? Well, they had boys. There were also castrati, but we won't talk about that. The boys were like, for instance, the musician, the composer himself, Vittoria. He was a boy. He was a chorister. That's how a lot of these composers got their start. They sang in choirs, in church choirs, cathedral choirs, or chapter choirs, or whatever, when they were kids in the churches and universities or whatever. And that's how they were spotted for their talent. And from there, they learned composing or whatever. Now, the thing is about Harry Christophers, the way he approaches his group, when he auditions a woman, he's looking for a specific quality. He looks for a woman who sounds like a boy. And I realize that might sound, I don't know, sexist or whatever, but he's looking for women who have this quality of a young man's voice. And that's what he picks. I know this. I'm not making it up. I saw him interviewed once about it. And that's kind of the secret to his success. He tries to sound as authentic as possible. So that was the motet, Omanya Mysterium. And the words to that motet are thus in translation: O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals, now sacrament here meaning holy thing, huh? Mysterium. Omanya Mysterium is the name of the tune. Mysterium is a Latin word, but it's a loan word from Greek. Mysterium in Greek means mystery, hidden thing, literally hidden thing. So a sacrament is a holy thing. So the Greeks tend to call what we call the seven sacraments, they call them the seven mysteries. So, O great mystery, O and wonderful sacrament. Now, he's not talking about one of the seven sacraments here. He's talking about the birth of our Lord. That animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. O blessed is the virgin whose womb was worthy to bear Christ the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Actually, this isn't in that version. There's a couple different versions of the text. Blessed is the virgin whose womb was worthy to bear Christ the Lord. Okay, so that is the text without those few words of the Hail Mary in it. That is the text. Now, the melody that he just gave us, he himself used as the basis of a mass setting. Now, this is a mass setting that's become familiar to me lately because for an embarrassingly long time now, the brothers and sisters have been working on getting this entire mass under our belt. So I'm going to play for you only the first part of the propers of that mass setting, the Kyrie Eleison from the Missa Omanya Mysterium by the same composer, Tomas Luis de Victoria, great Spanish composer, who died in the year, by the way, 1611. Now, this is about a minute and 30 seconds, and it is all sung by the same guy. He's amazing. He sings. The YouTube channel is called Views from the Choir Loft. He's singing it really, I think, to go into the Corpus Christi watershed site. This guy sings SATB. He's very versatile. So here you go. Without any further ado, you'll recognize the melody. You just heard it. Very nice. Now, the Gloria is to die for. I mean, this is a beautiful mass setting. And again, every single part of the mass, whether it's the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, the Agnus Dei, every single part of the mass propers that he composed, it's based on that same melody that he gave us himself in the great motet that he wrote, Omanya Mysterium. So I look forward to one of these days when the brothers and sisters can sing together the entire mass setting for the Omanya Mysterium Misa, as well as the motet that goes with it. It's actually exquisite. So next, again, the name of the composer, Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, Tomas Luis, L-U-I-S, de Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Wonderful Spanish composer of the Spanish Golden Age. From there, from Spain, we go to Italy and to one of my favorite composers, Giovanni Gabrielli. Giovanni Gabrielli was a wonderful composer of the Renaissance. He is associated with what we call the Venetian School. He was one of the composers for the Cathedral of St. Mark's in Venice. And he was famous for his antiphonal choirs. So as you hear his music, look up a picture of St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice. It's massive. It's huge. And there were special choirs placed all throughout the building, little lofts placed in different places. And Gabriele, there was an uncle, by the way, and a nephew, Andrea Gabrielli and Giovanni Gabrielli. I believe Andrea was the uncle, Giovanni the nephew. Giovanni's a little bit more famous, but both of them are composers for the Cathedral of St. Mark's in Venice. And Giovanni made the antiphonal stuff famous. So he composed for brass instruments, some woodwind instruments. He composed for string instruments, and he'd have them in different choirs throughout with singers. And as a brass player, my background is as a brass player. I used to play some Gabrielli, and I loved it. Now I was playing modern settings for modern brass instruments. He was composing for Renaissance and early Baroque era instruments, which are much different. So you'll find, you know, like groups like the Empire Brass or the Canadian Brass and other modern brass quintets that play beautiful modern settings of Gabrielli's music. They're gorgeous. I mean, because modern instruments are really superior in a lot of ways, but they're not quite like the period instruments. Period instruments, meaning the authentic instruments for which he composed, are difficult to play. It's hard to get them in tune. They are technologically inferior. But the timbres and the overall effect is so different that it's good to hear the authentic sound every once in a while, at least to know what did Gabrielli compose for. He didn't compose for a modern trumpet, horn, tuba, and trombone. He composed for, or two trumpets for a quintet. He composed for a different thing. The Renaissance cornet was definitely not a modern trumpet. And even the Baroque trumpet is quite different. So here, without me yapping anymore, is Gabrielli's Hodie Christus Natus Est. Now, we've already heard this. This is that antiphon that you heard at the beginning. By the way, we're going to hear some of this stuff over and over again in different eras. So you're going to find there's going to be a small modern brass group composed of trumpet, trombone, tuba, and two trumpets, trombone, tuba, and French horn. Again, modern brass quintet. And a very large choir, which I will not attempt to count. Here we go. It's the Hodie Christus Natus Est. It's the University Choir of Munich with some brass group, the name of which is the Munich Brass Connection. How American sounding.